Welcome to Ram Radio, the Biblical Alternative. This is Pastor John, your internet pastor, coming to you on this day. And what is today? Wait a minute. This is Friday, August the 9th. Friday, August the 9th, 2013. I couldn't get the webcast out to you yesterday because just got tied up. It was the last day of summer school officially. Had to wrap that all up. And I guess starting today, I was telling the young man, well, today is the first day of my vacation, so I take my vacation. What am I going to do on my vacation? I can't afford to do anything else but what I usually do, and that's to appreciate Los Angeles. I can't afford to put gas in my tank. I think I'll detail my car today. It's just such a gorgeous day to do that. Just submitted all the grades. If any of the students are listening in, I want to thank you for a great, great summer class. Had, you know, an equal amount of disappointments as I did with things. I gave B's, A's, C's, and F's. It was either you raised the bar up, or you didn't. But it was a good haul, and I'm glad that that's over. So I have a couple of weeks, really only 1 week, because what I have to do is I have to really gear up. I have to gear up for next semester, and have a lot of work to do here in the office. Just stuff that I'm working on. I haven't been able to do any webcast because I haven't been thinking seriously about the webcast. When I think of what's going on in our country, in our churches, and everything else, I just like to draw your attention to Romans chapter 5, starting with verse 1, where the Apostle Paul turns to a presentation of an experiential result suggested by a connection with the word therefore. When he says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Where does this peace come from in the heart of the believer? You know, I've been saying it all the while. I've been thinking about my new way of thinking. Why would I be in a relationship that doesn't bring peace to me, but brings me perplexity? No. I don't mean that after I made babies, that after I made children, started a family, made a commitment, that I should back off this commitment because I don't like it, because I may think that it's someone else's commitment. Part of my argument today. Oh, and by the way, for you Bible study students that's listening to me, yes, next Wednesday, the Bible studies will begin. I think I'll put that up on the website because the Bible study does begin on next Wednesday. My Bible study was cut off for all of the summer because of this class. And so I have about a week off, and like Mark Ramsey told me, he says, hey, take some time for you. I really appreciate Mark Ramsey telling me that. He said, take some time for you, John. Do you. You know. I guess if I can think out loud about how it feels being a pastor, that doesn't pastor a congregation. The only thing that I'm missing is weekly putting together. Because I did that for so many years of my life. I put together 2 or 3 messages a week when I was a pastor in the church. Counseled people, dealt with all of that for all of those years. And it is so wonderful to feel free of all of that. And it gives me a sense of a lease on life. But I'm wondering, what should I do with my vacation? You know, what should I do? Where can I go in Los Angeles? I like nature walks. I could take Broman to Griffith Park. We could walk around like that. What else? Of course, eating and amusement. I'm going to a Willie Nelson concert this Sunday at the Hollywood Bowl. I like Willie Nelson, and so I think I'll go to that, and maybe I'll see what else is left for the rest of the, yeah, I could, you know, go to some, well, there's a free concert today. I think I could go to that. So I have a lot of things that I could do free in Los Angeles, and that's what I'm going to do. And no, I don't have anybody to do it with. I'll just go solo. That's what I usually do, and I have a good time doing that. Spend time by myself. And sorry, I can't spend any time with you. But let me spend a little time in the Word right now. I do deem myself as a believer in Christ. I do. I don't think that I'm in crises. What I live like is I live for me. I don't live for other people anymore. And if I could give some admonition when I read this verse, therefore, having been justified by faith. Now, what was Paul talking about before that? Okay, well, he was talking about in verse 22 of chapter 4. Really, you have to put this together, verses 20 and 21. In spite of the humility, impossible, humanly impossible situation, Abraham did not waver through unbelief. Waver means that Abraham wasn't divided. I think that a lot of professing Christians today are divided. I'm not wavering in my unbelief of what Christ would do to me. I'm wavering in my unbelief as to what people have told me they are. I have an interesting new transparent relationship with the young man that I'm helping out. Young guy's going to get back in college, really hit the books. He wants me to help him academically, try to help him. I'm not the best writer in the world. I don't know why he thinks I am. I'm not the best writer in the world. I just think deeply about what I'm going to say. And when you look at some of the writings on my website, you will find errors in it because usually it's a first draft. When I put something up on the web, it's a first draft writing. So when you see those errors in it, what was he talking about? I was just rambling on. So I told the kid, Devontae, I said, I can't help you with writing. I said, I'm going to find out what your writing is about as you write, as it's connected with it. But I said that if you go to college and take a class, it's going to be a very difficult time for you to take that class because you're going to do it by yourself. I'm not going to help you. See, don't get it twisted. But that's what Paul was talking about here. He was saying that the patriarch was strengthened in his own particular faith, or he was empowered, if you want to use that word, and God responding to Abraham's faith, what did he do? He empowered him and Sarah to physically generate the child promise. See, God will give you the strength and the power to do what it is that you need to do. I've recently had some discussions with the person, and I said, have you found that the people that you parley with, if you will, that you intermingle with, are coming forth fluidly with the truth about their lives? Are they being that transparent to you? Is it that kind of a relationship? Or do you find the relationships that you have with people to be rather untrustworthy? And this person told me, you're one of the first persons that I met that I feel comfortable with. Same thing with this young lad that's staying with me. He says, I feel comfortable telling you things about me that I would not tell anyone else. And I asked him why. I said, why can't you tell anyone else? Ah, no. See, now when you go back to verse 1 of chapter 4, all right, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained our introduction by faith into the grace in which we stand, and we exalt in hope of the glory of God. Now let's leave church and all this other stuff out of it and just deal with these verses. Let's let the Lord speak to us. If I can use some old evangelical language, let him speak to us about this. Therefore, having been justification by faith in Christ is only seen as you continuously live out that truth that you know about Jesus in your life. You know, one of the things that I've done over the years is I've tried to, you know, like I tell this young man, you shouldn't be a certain kind of way. You shouldn't do that. And these young people tell me, why should I not do it? And I said, there's a certain amount of shame in that. He says, there's no shame in anything. Look at what all these other people are doing. Now, I disagree with them. I think that there's, you know, that certain acts are shameful, that human beings ought not degrade themselves and do. I'm having a heck of a time getting this through to a generation that has done more shame in their young lives than I could ever think about in mine. And when you think about a comparison of 250 sexual partners as compared to my 3, that's to me, that's shameful. But to this generation, it is not. Now, I have to hold to something. I have to be anchored in something. Therefore, having been justified by faith, I had faith in God that living shamefully like that is not the way that we ought to live. I find so many of the people in this generation are living like that these days, living in shameful ways. And I'm not going to browbeat you with the Bible. I'm not going to, man, just bescathe you with things like that. I was watching a movie here around the house. Some of the youngsters had rented a movie and they were watching it. And I'm watching this movie and I said, how could these persons bring themselves to say that? And the people in my home looked at me like, what's your problem? Completely incompatible is what I was thinking. I was saying it is impossible for me to become compatible with that as a Christian this long. I was given a proposition to do something, and I said, if I did that, I would have to bescuttle my career and everything. Can't do that. We need to think everything through. And one of the things, as I ended up this ethics class this summer, I was speaking with the students, and the last day of class, some of the students came by to check on their grades. And just to say thank you, John, for talking real. One of the students I discovered was only 15 years old. Can you believe that? They're allowing 15-year-old kids to take my class and wrote a pretty good essay paper. Sure did. Smart kids at 15. And I was speaking with a 15-year-old last night. And I was noticing the way he was looking at me. He was looking at me with the expression on his face, tell me more so that I can learn. Looking in the face of someone over 60 years old is amazing for these youngsters. Amazing. Can you believe that? This guy, I may be 69, but I'm on vacation. Don't have any money to do anything. I maybe to go to lunch a few times. The kid's staying here because he knows school starts in about a week or so. college and all that, plus he's working two jobs, you know, just learning the ropes. And he was asking me, so what are you going to do tonight? And I said, oh, I have my plans. Can I go? I said, no, of course not. I'm on my vacation. No, not so. Why? Because we're completely incompatible. See? Completely. I would want to go somewhere and listen to some smooth jazz, and you would want to go somewhere and listen to somebody degrading somebody else, or boasting up that I have my millions that I can throw up in the air and you have nothing. I don't see that. Me, a vacation is going having a nice cup of coffee in a place that I choose, around people that can converse and have a conversation. When the conversation comes up on God, I think this verse in Romans 4:1, me having been justified by my faith, I have peace with God through my Lord Jesus. See, he knows the way I live. He knows who I am. I hope that this weekend coming up finds you finding the peace of God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we also have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we exalt in hope of the glory of God, not in hope of the glory of man. Not in that. Oh, well, I think I've said enough. I'm on vacation this week, and I think I'm going to start my vacation this weekend. And so I will come back fresh as I begin the Bible studies afresh in my home and webcast and all of that so that I could relax. So you guys give me a few days off as I relish in the justification of faith and peace in Christ and take a break. I need a break. I need a break from the mic. I need a break from everything. I need a break. And I love you, all of you, all of my students that I had. I'm looking forward to the new students. I should go print the roster now and start putting the rosters together. See what I do? Because I can go on the school deal right now and get all the rosters, print them, and start spreading on my spreadsheets, putting everything together now. But I'm on vacation this week. I want to do that next week. I want to just chill. Let me look at my calendar and find the dates that I'm going to really do what I have to do. Well, God bless you. Thank you for coming to my website, and I'll be back with you in a few days.